what's up?
Nothing. I'm just looking forward to the next segment.
With Alan Hayden Jones.
Our special guest.
Are we really doing this?
Yes, yes, we really are.
David Coulthard is an icon in the Formula One world, Alan. It will be a privilege for you to interview him. But equally, he's probably a massive fan of yours, you know?
Big fan of the surgery,
I'm sure
I would
imagine.
Sure,
you've got lots in common.
Yeah.
Do you think? I mean, when I look at, you know, Formula One racers, I think we have a lot in common.
Well, you have a car.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. A new one this weekend.
I would imagine David's got a car.
I'd imagine he would, yes.
Yeah. And you know more than you think as well. So, as soon as we get the thumbs up that he's on the line, we're going to leave you to it.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's on line one.
Oh, right.
Alan, good luck.
Are you ready? Are you ready? You ready?
Goodbye.
Right. We're going to leave you to it.
Don't be silly.
Good luck.
Right. You're not actually... Oh, guys, come on.
You'll be fine.
Bye.
Okay. Line one. Hello, Damon. How are you?
It's David.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. So, welcome to Radio 1.
Yeah, well, here I am. You're obviously a big Formula 1 fan, aren't you?
I am. I watch it as much as I can. So, it's been an interesting season so far, then.
Yeah, did you like my last race result? Did you see the last race?
Yes.
What do you think of my performance?
Oh, no, don't ask your questions. So has anyone surprised you, would you say, in this season?
Yeah, I think that what's been great this season is to see that we've had so many different teams winning, and I'm sure that's, you know, something that's impressed you as well, but we've had, we've had a number of different winners. Alonso is the only guy to have won two races this year. So going into the British Grand Prix, which is obviously coming up this weekend, we get another different winner?
That's quite rare, isn't it, that you get so many winners in one season?
It is, but I think it just shows how competitive Formula One is this year. You know, it's certainly one of the most competitive years that I can ever remember. I think we're going to go back to, early 80s.
Okay. Whoa. Well, with this being the UK... Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this interview. I'm so sorry, David. So with this being the UK, obviously, hopefully, you know, Lewis will do well. Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis.
He should do well. It's his home turf.
The Stevenage boy. But it's also... and he's won the British Grand Prix before, so he'll be looking to try and double up on that. Jenson Button, we've got bad weather this week in the UK. He's the master of changing conditions. So look out for him. And Paul de Resta, fellow Scot, he's had some great results. Probably not in a competitive enough car to win an outright pace, but Britain's well represented.
Okay, so you talked about the weather being bad. Wasn't there something about tyres this weekend? New tyres, Pirelli.
Yeah, that is a bad. Just the Formula One, and they bring new tyres to every race, and the driver could use those. It will be different compounds this weekend, and the race.
We're losing you now, and not in a comedy fashion either. I think the signal's bad.
I've written you a note.
Okay, please do, Chris. Anything you can give me.
Just read it out. Go.
Oh, it's a terrible line. We'll have to call you back. No. Oh no, it's fine. I'm enjoying this.
Hi, David.
You're fine.
Hi.
Hello, David.
You're a little bit crackly. The line's breaking up, but I am thoroughly enjoying this interview with Alan. I just wanted to chip in and say hi. Now I'm going to go back to listening.
Oh, no, you
to
don't.
It. So off
Thank
you.
No, please don't. Stay there.
No, it's good, this, Al. It's organic.
All right, my last question then. The last bit of knowledge I have is, wasn't there talk about a Grand Prix in London or something this week? Not happening this week, but they were talking about it in the news. What are your thoughts on that?
It's a good question.
You're not really a hardcore fan of Formula One, are you?
No, I think you'll find I am.
He's not the hardest.
I am also a fan of being able to drive around the city I live in, and I'm sure the congestion would be terrible.
Yeah, it would, that's for sure. But I think that we did an event here a few years ago at Oxford Street, and we had 100,000 people turned out just to see cars, you know, going past, doing burnouts and things like that. So I think I'd probably work in London.
All right. So you'd be a fan of it coming to London then?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, I think it's one of the best cities in the world, so why not? Great sport, have it right here in the city.
Well, thank you very much. I'm now going to hand over to my great colleague, Christopher Moyes.
Well done, Alan. That was brilliant.
That was good.
Well, David, is that the best interview you've ever done?
Oh, I love being called Damon at the top of this. I thought my hearing was going, and I thought, no, he did really call me David.
Definitely David.
On a semi-serious question, do you think they'll... I don't think they'll ever do the Formula... I don't think there'll ever be a race in the centre of London. Is that really likely to happen? I don't believe it'd ever happen.
Yeah, I think it's a long shot. Could it happen? Of course, if there was various people all lining up and saying, yep, you can change rules and regulations. But I think that we've got a great track up at Silverstone. It's close enough to London. I think it's more a promotional thing than a reality. But let's wait and see.
Do you know what? If they really want somewhere in the UK, a city centre where they can drive around as fast as they like, Leeds, seemingly...
Yeah, go around the city loop.
Oh, God, yeah. It's brilliant as well, that one-way system.
Exactly. Well, once you're on, you can never get off anyway.
There's some turns and some straights, and it'd be brilliant, you know. And it's been tried and tested by lots of young idiots.
Young enthusiasts.
Exactly. So, fingers crossed. Dominic, what's the weather going to be like for the weekend for Silverstone? Because that could change the entire... As Alan just told me, David, that would change the entire race, depending upon what the weather's going to be.
And Alan was also telling us that Jensen Button is obviously the master at dealing with changeable conditions.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what the weather's going to do for Silverstone, but I know that generally the end of the week, Saturday, is not great. There's lots of water around.
And what does that mean, Alan, to the tyres?
Oh...
What tyres would you use?
Wet ones.
Wet ones!
Means the grooves are bigger, I'm guessing.
Are the grooves bigger, David?
They are indeed, yeah. You've got about a 5mm tread depth, so well done, Alan.
Thank you very much.
You're better than you think you are.
David, you should call him Alan, by the way.
The weather for the weekend is going to be 18 degrees Celsius and wet both days, I'm afraid, both for qualifying and for the race.
What are your predictions for the weekend, David?
If it's changeable weather, Jensen Button, as I said. If it's dry, then I think it'll be a battle between the Red Bulls and McLaren. Ferrari won there last year, but I think there was the high speed nature of Silverstone will suit more Red Bull and McLaren.
I think a podium finish for Johnny Herbert this weekend as well. Alan just wrote me a note.
Uh-huh.
I think he could do very well. Him and David Hill, of course.
I might watch this weekend. I'm going to learn.
Do you know what? You should. What I've told you is practice. We should go on Saturday. I'll bring you on Saturday to practice, because I think you'd enjoy practice, and then that'd ease you into Formula 1.
More so than the actual race?
Well, no, it's just
a different experience.
It's completely different. That's why people go and watch practice, because it's exciting, but completely different to the race.
Okay.
See, when it comes to the race, and David will tell you, sometimes on race day, the excitement is for who's going to be third or who's going to be fifth.
Because that might be where the greatest battle is.
Weird sport, isn't it?
No, it's not really.
Don't say that to an F1 driver.
Well, no, meaning that if you can battle for third and that's excitement, that's odd, isn't it?
No, but that's because it's all to do with points. It's all to do with the season, you see?
It's the long...
And David was good. He was a good driver. I mean, he retired when he hit 50, but he...
Hello?
Still there.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome. I'm suddenly thinking, I was making a joke. Maybe he's a lot older than I thought he was. Well, David, look, I'm thoroughly enjoying the BBC coverage. You and Jake are brilliant. All you got to do is get rid of that mad little short Irish fella and it'll be perfect. But what can you do, you know?
He's a character, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. David, thanks for being a good sport. Thanks, pal. Have a lovely few days. And I really hope the weather stays dry and for the race of the weekend. It doesn't look like it will. But have a great time this weekend at Silverstone, and we'll all be watching you on the telly.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a yes. Okay.
Thanks, David. Bye.
Bye.
I thought that went well.
You were brilliant.
Yeah.
And
well done.
I don't think there was a problem with his phone line. I just think there were massive pauses while he was going, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. Not another presenter who has no idea.
I can't believe you called him David.
He had his agent on the other line.
One, two.
By the Damon thing, I think you were,
yeah,
you were
get
very
you with
convincing.
The, with the tyres and Pirelli and stuff out.
He didn't know what I was talking about. I didn't know what he did on that
you
one.
You left him in your dust.
Yeah.
What is the Pirelli thing, by the way?
Sorry, a new compound rubber. For the tyres or something.
Okay.
Well done, by the way, Al. Thank well you. Done. Yeah. Seriously, well done. Hello. Hello, Damon. British Grand Prix this weekend. Is it live on BBC One, Tina?
Yes.
Yeah, we should
I believe
have.
It is. Let me double check. I think this one is.
With the wonderful Jake Humphrey and David Coulthard and... What's the other fella's name? No, he's irrelevant.
The one with
Teddy.
The shirts.
Teddy Gooden.
Yeah. Teddy Gordon.
Do you want to go on Saturday out?
You've been invited to qualify.
To We've
now.
Been invited to qualify on Saturday.
I'm tempted.
No, you're not, though, are you?
No, I am, actually. Yeah, I am.
You, me and Tina, Saturday, little trip to Silverstone.
It's the only chance of the year you'll get, because, you know, I'm not going to be flying out to Monaco or somewhere, so...
It's true.
Although we are available if anybody wants
gonna
to
say,
fly us out.
I quite happily fly out to Monaco.
Abu Dhabi later in the year, if anybody wants to fly us out, we'd go.
Right.
Oh, trust me, Alan would be a massive fan if that were the option.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's going to be this weekend. Tina's checking, but I'm almost certain it's on BBC One. If it's not live, there'll be race
it
highlights.
It is live.
But
yes.
It is live.
It's live.
And watch it in HD because it's brilliant as well. Mm-hmm. And the BBC coverage is great. And Jake is brilliant. And Jake makes it fun for everyone, even you, Alan. Mm.
Jake, make fun.
You're checking your phone.
I just
phone
had a text
there.
From Jake saying, come. See you Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
From Jake Humphrey?
Yeah.
Texting you?
Yeah.
Ooh, look at you.
With your F1 friend.
You've got to go now,
Al.
You've got to go.
All right, then. I'll look into it.
All right. I'll buy you an ice cream.
Then I'm definitely there.
Okay.
It's sold.
That's how you get in there.
Listen, watch, share. This.